Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 51, the stanzas 1 and 2. Amid the thronging worshipers, Jehovah will I bless. Before my brethren gathered there, his name will I confess. And what follows, Psalter 51, the first two stanzas.
Thank you.
a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together. It can be found in Matthew 17, the verses 1 through 21. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 17, the first 21 verses. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you, that Elias has come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Thus far the scripture reading. Hope to remember in prayer Mr. Neil Vandement, who was admitted to the Lethbridge Hospital in the past evening. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is in thy condescending mercy and in thy providence that thou hast given unto us and our children another Lord's Day. Then thou hast given unto us that we may begin the second month of this newly begun year, and that for as we have heard, for a faithless and a perverse generation. And there is a people that is given to experience that it is so, that under all thy callings and under all thy blessings. And then thou wast said to the disciples and to the multitude, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer thee? Lord, grant then a thankful and a broken heart. And that is only that true thankfulness wrought by thy spirit virtue, the meritorial work of thy dear Son. A little bewonderment that thou art so long suffering, and that thou wast also granted the blessing and the privilege that in this morning hour the doors of thy house have been opened. And then thou also knowest how we have come. And Lord, when there is no concern, may it please thee by thy Holy Spirit to work that concern. And where thou hast wrought that concern, then that Father of old has declared, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. May it then be in this morning for instruction, for edification, for comfort, for encouragement, but also for correction, because in the life of thy children, then thou teachest them that it all must come from above. Oh, that free and sovereign grace, and also faith is a gift. May it be exercised in this morning hour, that thy great and worthy name may be honored and glorified. That is the purpose wherewith thou hast created our first parents. But, O Lord, we have lost that purpose. But now by thy grace, then thou art restoring the people that here below, they may have a little beginning of that thanks and of that praise. Then we humbly ask thee that thou may work mightily and richly by thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of us and our children, that in this morning hour may not only enter our ears, but may it enter into our hearts. And so we commend thy church unto thee in this day. Wilt thou remember our branch? It is a special Lord's Day for them, where it shall be the last Lord's Day, where they shall gather in a place of worship, where they were given to worship for more than 2.5 years. And that at the end of this day, that the pulpit Bible shall be closed, and then for them it is a time of reflection and examination how it has been concerning thy word in those 2.5 years, either a savor of life unto life or a savor of death unto death. May the prayers be multiplied amongst them with what has been planned, where on the following Lord's Day they hope to take up their habitation in a new place of worship. May then thou go before them as the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, that thou may dwell richly amongst them, and that thy kingdom may come, that the kingdom of Satan may be broken down. Lord, remember all the temporal needs. An old father was admitted to the hospital yesterday evening. Thou knowest the circumstances. May the means be blessed. And then by renewal, then thou wert knocking on the door of his heart. My son, give me thy heart. then we may humbly beg of thee, if it may please thee, that this calling may be used in his life for the saving of a soul. Remember him together with his dear wife, and so we commend all those that are under the physician's care in special ways unto thee, those undergoing treatments, and then we commend unto thee sick and ailing relatives with their loved ones. Remember those that struggle with difficulties of the mind. We commend unto thee all the elderly ones, and Lord, do continue to remember and help all the mourning ones amongst us, among young and old. Wilt thou continue to uphold and do sanctify the callings? We commend unto thee prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, the temporal needs, they are manifold. The greatest need is the need of our never-dying soul. May that continually be bound upon our hearts as we hasten through this life, and where it is a time of preparation that thou graciously granteth, and in thy patient long-suffering it may continue. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that without the work of thy grace, that we are forever lost, forever undone. And therefore may it please thee that many may be rescued, that thou may work lovingly and irresistibly, and may there be no rest in the life of thy people till they may hear it out of thy own mouth, I am thy salvation. May it to that end now please thee to open thy holy word. Wilt thou grant that freedom and liberty to declare the wonderful works of the Lord? May it please thee to go from bench to bench and from heart to heart. Those that are lawfully hindered, do remember them in their dwellings when they can listen along. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 388, the five stanzas. To thee, O Lord, I humbly cry. To thee my supplication make. To thee I bring my sad complaint. To thee my bitter grief I take. And what follows, the extra collection today is for the school. Psalter 388, the five stanzas.
Thank you.
in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord. Then by renewal, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Mark 9, the verses 14 through 29, and this morning for our text, we shall read verse 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. The portion of Scripture speaks of Jesus healing the deaf and dumb boy. Four thoughts. In the first place, a desperate case brought to Jesus. Secondly, an encouraging command given by Jesus. In the third place, an upright confession to Jesus. And in the fourth place, a miraculous healing by Jesus. Beloved congregation, we have heard on the last Lord's Day that it is stressful and a desperate case was brought to Jesus. Are there those with such cases in our midst? And that can be in so many ways. And then we have heard that Father has sought for Jesus, but Jesus was on the mountain. Job, in Job 23, the verses 3 and 4, that I knew where I might find him. Then he would present his case and fill his mouth with arguments. And then the scribes and the rulers, instead of having pity upon those disciples, they were given to rejoice at their perplexity, because the disciples' master, then he has dealt honestly with the Pharisees and the scribes, separating the precious from the vile. But now Jesus has returned. And then what precious words that Jesus has spoken to the disciples and to that Father. Bring him unto me. Oh, what a precious word for the year 2026. And then we think of sicknesses, impossibilities, trying circumstances. Then in those words, there is nothing excluded. Bring them unto me. And then in those words, not only temporal difficulties, which we like to be relieved of, but also riddles, perplexities, and the Lord has a people upon the earth that have those riddles, those perplexities, which they cannot unriddle and which they cannot solve. And then Jesus says unto those souls, bring them unto me, because I am that great high priest. Oh, when we consider those impossibilities, then we may mention the kingly office of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unto him is given all power, and in heaven and upon earth. Concerning those riddles and perplexities, then he is that great prophet. And he teaches so tenderly, he teaches so wisely, Then he asks many questions. He grants his church to wait, that they may become more earnest, and in that way, that they may be instructed in the things of the Lord. Oh, bring them unto me, what a precious word for those souls with that big burden of sin and debt upon their shoulders, which they have tried so hard to get rid of, to pay their debt, but who experience that they are a sinner still. Then in this morning, then what precious words. Then the Lord says, bring them unto me. Oh, then in our case, then a father, a boy that was tormented, that was demon-possessed, on top of his disease, and now for the child of God, that can be so assaulted, that can be so attacked by the devil concerning their work. Oh, what thoughts can be put into their mind, not to excuse their unbelieving heart. But when the Lord works, then the child has many a trouble with the devil. And now concerning those assaults and those temptations, then Jesus says in this morning, bring them unto me. Because is there anything too wonderful for the Lord? And now further, our third thought, an upright confession to Jesus. And then we read in this portion of Scripture, and he asked his father, verse 20, and they brought him unto him. Who were they? That is the disciples, and that is the father, that they have brought that boy who was so assaulted and so tormented. They have brought him unto Jesus. Ah, those disciples, they were also instructed that without Jesus, they could do nothing. Oh, they were sent out before. The devils were obedient to them. Undoubtedly have spoken the same words. But this impossible case, then they have learned by renewal, and that is such a necessary lesson. Without me ye can do nothing. But also Philippians 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Jesus Christ, whom strengtheneth me. And then we read, and when he saw him straightway, the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Ah, we can picture it. The disciples, the father, the multitude has followed. They have come before Jesus, and there the boy fell on the ground, tormented, wallowed foaming. An old father has stated in a certain place that the devil is a tenant that hates the Lord. And when he shall be evicted, can even happen in natural life when you have a tenant and he does not pay his rent and he receives notice that he must leave. Of course, very wrong, very sinful. But then an enmity, then he does much damage to that place before he leaves. And so we see it with his boy. And he asked his father, how long is it ago that this came unto him? Does Jesus, he asked his church many questions. that they may have opportunity to unburden themselves, find that many different places in the scriptures. Oftentimes he tries their faith that it may become as gold. And now also here, then Jesus has given that Father the opportunity to unburden his heart. And for the living child of God, all has to be given. Also an opening at the throne of grace. But when the Spirit grants it, Romans 8 verse 26, Paul has even stated that he knew not what he ought to pray as he ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Oh, what a blessing and what a privilege when the Lord granteth the matter bound upon the heart, the opening at the throne of grace, a hearing in the heavenly court. How that grants encouragement, that grants hope, but it is not a solution. Although there can be times that there is such an opening that it seems like the case is solved, when that true faith may be an exercise, that the Lord shall not do a half work, that he shall finish what he has begun for me. And now we read that the Father has said, and he said, of a child. That does not mean that he was born that way, but as a little child, it has come upon him. Also that the devil had power to exercise his special influence upon him as a little child. What an instruction for fathers and mothers. When the Father said of a child, does that not tell us our calling and our duty in all simplicity? Our little children, Isaiah 28 verse 10, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, that we are called upon to instruct our children already when they are very young, prayerfully, in this inner history. And then we have a father that has brought a very sick boy to Jesus. Do we not also read in Mark 10, the verses 13 and 14, that there were those that have brought their healthy little infant children, that Jesus may bless them, that he may lay his hands upon them. And then the Father has further unburdened his heart, and oftentimes it hath cast them into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. And then we have mentioned last time, it is true that Father was so distressed. His little boy lying on the ground under the influence of the devil, so overwhelmed. And this history also encouragement. Because then we read of this father that he did not come with a perfect prayer, not with perfect faith, but he has come to Jesus because we have mentioned last time that this father has not told Jesus, but hitherto in the fire and in the water, but the Lord has watched over my boy, that he is still in the land of the living. I may still bring him unto thee, that thou mayest heal him. And then he has added, but if thou canst do anything. Then we see how imperfect. If thou canst do anything, and he has come to Jesus, that can do all things, does what small thoughts of the Lord. Do we have stones to throw at this father? That leper in Matthew 8, he has done better. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Thus two matters concerning the healing of a son. The first matter, whether Jesus was able, and the second matter, whether Jesus was willing. Are there souls that struggle with those two matters? Oh, perhaps a soul that says in this morning, oh, there are times that I am given to believe that the Lord is able. He has created the heavens and the earth. When I may behold creation, when I may experience providence, when I may read his holy word, then there are times that I'm given to believe that for the Lord nothing is impossible temporally and spiritually. But now the question is whether he is willing. And times that they struggle with both. I read in Psalm 14, verse 1, that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Atheistic thoughts, oh souls, can be so assaulted and so tormented by the devil, and they learn not to place all the blame on the devil. They learn also to blame themselves, that in themselves there is no good, there liveth no good thing, that of themselves that they can only bring forth unbelief. If thou canst do anything, it is true. Father was given to acknowledge the Lord can do things. It is not all written in the Bible, but undoubtedly this Father has heard, because he has come with faith, believing that the Lord was able, because he has said, if thou canst do anything, undoubtedly he has heard of other cases where Jesus has so wonderfully healed different diseases, even cast out devils. Thus the Father has come. But now it can be that there are souls that the struggle is to have faith and to apply it to their own particular case. Times, all we have said, can come so low. Concerning their faith, they do not know it anymore. Wondering whether they are turning atheist. But now to be given to believe it for others. All when they read the word of God, the promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus for the true people of God, but for themselves can be such deep ways, such mysterious ways, a sinful heart. O wretched man that I am, hope to become holier, hope to be able to pay off their debt, and a guilty sinner still, oh, it is true, bring him unto me. When it may please the Spirit to bless and apply an invitation, because those invitations, they have an address. They come to what people described. And those souls, they cannot deny that they are strangers to all those matters. But no answer yet has brought relief. Oh, for this father sent a child. Then, as it were, this father was saying, Jesus, but my child is such an extraordinary case. Oh, see him then on the ground, foaming and wallowing, demon-possessed, another seizure. Oh, oftentimes he was cast into the fire. He has fallen into the water. Lord, my case is such a mysterious and such an exceptional case. Oh, there is a people upon the earth where it can seem that their way is so strange. Has Peter not written to the church that their way should not be so strange to them, that it is so singular? Lord, my guilt, my debt, if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Oh, what has been stated before, that a child is a father's and mother's flesh wrapped in another skin. Have the same thing in Matthew 15 with that Canaanitish woman, that she has included herself. Have compassion and help us. Thus, that father did not stipulate to Jesus exactly what he must do. But we have heard it. He has kneeled. He has begun. We have heard it out of Matthew. Have mercy upon us. And then Jesus, oh, what a privilege and what a blessing. This father has received a hearing. The trial in that sense of that Canaanitish woman was even deeper, because at the beginning she received no answer, and the disciples have sent her away. She crieth after us. But what a privilege. What is the worst for the true child of God? Silence. Oh, even when they may receive a rebuke, a correction, that is still an encouragement. But now that silence. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Thus Jesus has also spoken of an if. The Father had an if. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And then Jesus has begun his answer also with an if. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. That's not so difficult. Father, then you simply need to believe. There's much spoken of faith. And I read in Hebrews 11, without faith it is impossible to please God. And there's a Christendom that says we are commanded to believe. That is our duty. It's true. Matthew 1, Mark 1, verse 15. And Jesus is commanded to repent and believe. Thus they tell us, we simply do what is commanded. We believe that Jesus is the Savior, that he has come to save his people from their sins, and I am a sinner, not without some convictions, some feelings and emotions, and therefore I believe it. And I am saved. Usually without the tears of this Father. Then if we ask such people, but if it is so simple, if you are unable to believe in spiritual things, then why do we not do the same with temporal things? When there are difficulties, sickness, providential trials, then we simply exercise that faith and our difficulty shall be saved. Maybe they will tell us, but that is different. Does the Lord grant unto his true people a different faith for temporal matters than for spiritual matters? We have heard it. Hope to come to it later. Out of Matthew, that when the disciples have inquired that if they had faith as a mustard seed, they could say to a certain mountain, that concerns temporal things, say to a certain mountain, and it shall be cast into the sea. It can even be that a miraculous faith is experienced without true saving faith. Luke 17, 10 lepers that have come to Jesus believing that he was able to heal them and willing to heal them, they have cried and prayed unto him, and all 10 were healed. They were not put to shame. And yet, it's evident, because boys and girls, we know it, of those 10, only one returned to give thanks. What does the true church now learn? Ephesians 2 verse 8. There is spoken of grace, but also of faith as a gift of God. And now for the true child of God. Then this history. This is not a strange matter. But what encouragement there lies, even in those words. Bring him unto me. Bring your case unto me. Your burden of sin and of guilt. However black and vile you are, bring them unto me. Because my name has been called Jesus. Because I have come to save my people from their sins. O Christ anointed, prophet, priest, and king. And then we read, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Thus also a certain rebuke. Oh, we have heard it already. A faithless, a perverse generation, how long shall I suffer thee? How long shall I be with thee? Then that father did not go home with his boy. We do not read that he became angry with Jesus, and now by renewal, then Jesus a certain rebuke, because he has said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. His father, the trouble lieth with thee. Thou had believed, thy son would have had been healed, so it is because of your unbelief. And did the father then turn around? No. Oh, with that father, the drawing love of Jesus to keep his people at their feet, at his feet. But he is given to instruct them. He is given to instruct them that faith is a gift of God. And then the Father, no further, yes. All things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said, with tears. It was not just the intellectual confession. Not cold, unfeeling, but was with tears. A special confession. Oh, do we not read in Psalm 56, verse 8, of those tears which the Lord gathers in his bottle? And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Lord, I believe. When I may be given to see, look upon thy person, it is true, has not experienced the transfiguration on the mountain. When I may look upon thy person, upon thy preaching, that thou art the Son of God sent from the Father, and that thou hast done so many miracles, when I may look upon the many miracles that thou hast done, thou hast brought many an impossible case, although my son is a very difficult case. But I may believe when I may look upon thy power, upon the miracles which thou hast done. Oh, I believe when I may look upon what thou hast written in thy holy word, the promises which thou hast given, the invitations which are written to a particular people. Lord, I may believe when thou granteth an opening at the throne of grace. Lord, I may believe when I may hear my case mentioned, when my heart may be declared out of the word of God. Lord, I may believe when I may have that humble and soft heart, when I may have that close and tender life. Lord, I may believe when I may consider what thou hast done in the past, that thou hast not been a land of outer darkness. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10, who hath delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, and trust that he will yet deliver. Lord, I may believe when thou hast given many a blessing in my life, when thou hast granted those encouragements, when I may experience the good things of the Lord, when my mouth will be filled with praise. Lord, when thou hast granted the exercise of faith, then I may not only believe, but then I had to believe. Then it was so true, it was so real, And therefore, Lord, I believe, oh, what a precious confession, that faith which is a gift of God, it is wrought by the Holy Spirit. The church learns that they can bring forth nothing but unbelief. Thus, when the church may look outside of themselves, when the church may look upon the circumstances, when the church may look upon him, that precious Savior, in his threefold office, as prophet to instruct, king to reign, that all power is given unto him in heaven and upon earth, when they may consider his priestly office, that the blood of Christ cleanses from all sins, Lord, I believe. And was there then a period? Maybe those times. That there is a period. But in the heart of this father was with tears. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Are there souls that understand it? Christendom said you must believe. Tell us they can believe. But now this father, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. When I look upon my son, prayed so often, maybe times, just not all written, but when the Lord grants that opening in prayer, when they may receive a hearing different than an answer, that they are given to believe, but no answer yet has found relief. What a look upon my unworthiness. When I consider my son's sins, the way of gratitude, at the foot of Mount Sinai, already 7 commandments, and guilty with each of them. When I consider the greatness of the matter, when I consider my heart, Jeremiah, are deceitful above all things, desperately wicked, afraid to presume. When I think of the parables, the examples in the scriptures, where it can come so close, wise and foolish virgins, when I think of the longness of the time that my boy is not getting better, many a time seems to be coming worse. When I examine the question whether my faith is the real faith of a child of God, riddles, perplexities, what examples we have in the Bible, then there is added, Lord, help thou. See, he had it right. That word had to come from. Was what Jesus did not only say, help mine unbelief, help thou my unbelief. And there he remained with Jesus. When we think of the disciples, we read different places in Matthew 6, verse 30, concerning the temporal cares, O ye of little faith. Said the same in Mark 8, Matthew 8, verse 26, upon the Sea of Galilee, in Mark 4, verse 40, why are ye so fearful? How is it ye have not faith? In Luke 8, verse 2, where is your faith? The prayer of the disciples in Luke 17, verse 5, Lord, increase our faith. Let us first sing. Psalter 75, the stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 5. O Lord, to thee I cry, thou art my rock and trust. O be not silent, lest I die and slumber in the dust. And what follows, Psalter 75, 1, 2, 4, and 5. forethought of miraculous healing by Jesus. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the false spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." It was, as it were, a military command. Jesus has charged that evil spirit, and then a double blessing, that he would come out, and secondly, that he would never enter into that boy again. And then it is clear that the devil, James 2 verse 17, "Thou believest that there is a God, thou doest well." The devils also believe and tremble. That the devil was given to believe in the power of Jesus has experienced many a defeat. And when Jesus would command, then there must be obedience. But before that evil spirit is left, and the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, "He is dead." And that is the way that the Lord oftentimes works, to magnify his wonderful works. In Romans 4 verse 19, when Paul was given to speak of Abram concerning the birth of Isaac, then there is made mention of the deadness of the womb of his wife Sarah. Impossible, cut off. In Mark 5, verse 35, Jairus has come to Jesus with the case of his 12-year-old daughter that lieth at the point of death. And then there have come from the house of the rulers of the synagogue with that solemn message, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble the master no more." And then to be given to believe, a cut-off case, providentially in the way of grace, when we are dead. Dead to all of our works and experiences to save us. Then it is the time for the Lord to work. Because that spirit, people even said, the boy, he is dead. But then the wonders of the power of the Lord. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And then the disciples, they were very perplexed, distressed. A father with a case of his boy has come, that they should heal him. Healed many others in the name of Jesus, but they could not. so distressed office bears. All they have learned, the necessity of the master. But then when they have come in private, they have unburdened their heart. They did not blame it on the darkness of the times, on that unbelieving and perverse generation, because the church experienced that they belonged to that generation, to become at times the guilty one. But then they have asked Jesus, and when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast them out? And then Jesus, the answer was short but comprehensive. And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Matthew 21, verse 22, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. This then Christ has spoken, first of prayer, and then of fasting. And now prayer that binds to heaven at the throne of grace. And then when they're spoken by prayer, true prayer, given prayer wrought by the Holy Spirit, virtue the praying high priest at the right hand of the Father. A burden placed upon the shoulders, an opening at the throne of grace, many times a time of waiting, that the church may be more exercised, it's included. The first three petitions, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This kind can come forth, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer. And then we have mentioned from Matthew, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing. And that concerns temporal needs, and that concerns the spiritual needs. And that true faith shall be tried sorely. Many examples in the Bible. It has been said of old, man's extremity, that is God's opportunity. But Jesus has added something else, and fasting. When we read of richer times in the church, then we more often, even oftentimes hear of days of humiliation and fasting. Prayer that binds to heaven, and fasting that severs from the world. Reverend Brackel, in his book, he has described it thus. Fasting is a special religious exercise in which a believer deprives himself for a day from all that invigorates the body, humbling himself in body and soul before God as a means to obtain what he desires. Thus the disciples, they have received instruction. They were so perplexed, so troubled. Father has come, spoken, but that devil would not come out. Oh, what an impossible case is. There can be temporal life, but oh, spiritually for the child of God. Prayer and fasting, do we not read in Psalm 81 verse 10, open wide thy mouth and I shall fill it, and what deep and unfathomable ways they are, no answer yet is found, relief shall I as promised faithless find, even goes deeper. But what precious instruction for us and our children also in this morning, in the year of our Lord, 2026, bring him unto me. And then the church comes into difficulties. Their prayers, their fasting, prayers oftentimes not worthy of the name. No different times. They know those times. Bound to the throne of grace, why could we not cast them out? This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to grant the application. Have heard of profound instruction. Have heard of thy wonderful works. That Father, so depressed, so discouraged, nigh to despair, and that he was enabled to return to his home with a son that was perfectly healed and with the added promise he needed the exercise of faith to believe and to hold on to that promise, that spirit would never enter by renewal. Ah, Lord, may we give heed to the instruction that was given to the disciples prior to bind us to the throne of grace and fasting to sever us from the world. Lord, there are difficult cases in temporal matters, all known unto thee, where there can be those that are so discouraged, so overwhelmed. May they be given to bring it unto thee. But also spiritually with those souls, those seeking souls, times they may truly believe, given to rejoice. But, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Thou teachest thy true people the necessity and the preciousness of the threefold office of thy dear Son. Wilt thou graciously watch over us in this day? Return us in this evening our pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter 310, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. I love the Lord for my request, and humble plea he makes his care. In him through life my faith shall rest, for he both hears and answers prayer. And what follows? At the exit are the new Blue Book sermons, the Banner of Truth, and the Canadian Lord's Day Association magazine, Psalter 310, 1, 3, and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.